The next question is probably a question many people have when we think of disasters or natural calamities. This is the question. Wildfires were ravaging through neighborhoods. They interviewed one guy whose house was spared while his friends and neighbors' houses were destroyed. In the interview, he states that the Lord was watching out for him. What does this say about his neighbors? The Lord was not watching out for them? Just a question. I guess we can always fall back on the Lord's sovereignty card. His ways are above our ways, etc. Now, for questions like this, while we can speculate about why things happen, we can't really speak with any authority. There was a tornado in our area several years ago, and I remember reading of one house that was destroyed while the tornado spared all the other houses in the area. Why did that happen? Well, who can know the answer to that? We do know that God is sovereign. Now, what does that mean? Well, the word sovereign means to have the greatest power or to have supreme power and authority. To Christians, it simply means that God is in control. Psalms 115:3 says, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." And just because we can't explain why things happened doesn't mean we should ever doubt God's sovereignty. We do know his ways are above our ways, and we don't always know why he does what he does or allows to happen. We read in Romans 11:33, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." To say the Lord was watching out for the man whose house was spared, like he was not watching out for the others, was not the best response this man could have given, but I'm sure he really felt that way. And perhaps the Lord was watching out for him. Maybe this was a wake-up call for this man to realize how fragile things on earth are and how quickly our life could end. And again, that's just speculation. We do know of instances in Scripture where the Lord allowed calamity, as in the case of Job in Job 1:12. "And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord." And there were times when the Lord actually caused calamity, as in the case of Paul's thorn in the flesh. We read in 2 Corinthians 12:7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." And there are times when the Lord absolutely protects, as it said several times of David that the Lord preserved him. We read in 2 Samuel 8:14, "And he put garrisons in Edom, throughout all Edom put he garrisons, and they all of Edom became David's servants, and the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went." All these things are in the power of the Lord to do. Daniel 4:35 tells us that he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" In other words, the Lord doesn't answer to us for what he does. However, we are assured in Genesis 18:25, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" When we don't understand, we simply need to trust.